This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, such as Richmond, Virginia, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There is a hell of a lot going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Helping us trying to make sense of all of it is our friend Alan Saunders. Pittsburgh Sports Now, you can give him a follow at @Saunders_PGH. Alan joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Alan, you and I talked at NFL owners meetings back in March or April, whenever the hell that was. And you said back then, we were having a cocktail just talking, that you expected it to be a kind of a weird, wild offseason for the Steelers. We've arrived, dude. Aaron Rodgers is in town. They trade Jalen Ramsey. They trade away Minka Fitzpatrick. Get us up to speed on everything going on up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I had this wild in mind. God, like March, that was March, right? I feel like that was 5 years ago at this point. It's been interesting because on some levels, it's been very un-Steelers-like in the way they've approached a lot of their business. We haven't seen them being a team that generally kind of dabbles in blockbuster trades, and they've made a pair of them this offseason, trading for DK Metcalf for a second round pick and then signing him to the biggest contract for an external player in team history. And then this one yesterday, sending out Minka Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey, Johnny Smith. They also had their long and unnecessarily drawn out free agency process with Aaron Rodgers. So I think at the end of the day, it's a lot of still the Steelers being who they are, and that they're not ever a team that's going to back down from that line an inch. They're doing everything they can to put a winner on the field every year. And I think, you know, there was some real frustration about the way the end of last season went. And so I don't think there was a lot of sentimentality in the way they went about business this offseason. They're just trying to find different results. But at the same time, I think still keeping an eye on the future. They haven't touched any of their 26 draft picks. In fact, they've added several. And they haven't been very aggressive in terms of future spending so far. So I think they're trying to walk that line between now and later.
All right. So they trade for DK. They get Rodgers. This big trade yesterday, how much better is Pittsburgh now after really a lot of big moves?
I mean, I don't think they're like closer to the Super Bowl. When you look at the AFC, it's hard to imagine them as a contender over, I mean, teams with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Are they, you know, a little bit better equipped to be to maybe beat one of those teams. You think you could make that argument. I like where they're headed compared to some of the other sort of lesser AFC contenders, like the Chargers and the Texans and the Dolphins, who I like. There are questions about how this trade works for the Steelers. I don't understand at all what Miami's thought process here was. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know that they're dramatically better. I think Aaron Rodgers will play better than either their quarterbacks did last year. I think DK Metcalf, I don't know if he's going to be better than George Pickens, but he's certainly going to make people less angry around him than George Pickens did, and they'll take that as a win. I think Jalen Ramsey is a really good player still. Minkah Fitzpatrick's not been great the last 2 years. That feels more like a lateral move, but you get Jonnu Smith and focus a little bit on the more important position in corner compared to safety.
But you said this wasn't Steelers like. Who you think made all this move, this stuff with Aaron Rodgers, just sitting around all offseason and finally he comes in this late?
Well, I mean, I think they were pretty sure he was coming. It was just a thing that he had sort of communicated that he had some stuff going on that he probably wasn't going to be around or wasn't going to be able to commit to being around. That's a better way to say it. And I think both parties decided they were okay with the idea that it's less of a distraction if he's not there and not on the team than if he is not there and is on the team. And so you just wait until he was ready to fully commit and show up, and that's what they did.
Talking with Alan Saunders here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Alan at @asaunders_PGH, SAUNDERS. One thing B and I were kind of kicking around while they let Aaron Rodgers just kind of dangle out there, right? Who was like calling the shots for the Steelers? Is Tomlin in charge? Is it Khan in charge? Like, I mean, is ownership getting involved? Like, it does seem like a very different Pittsburgh offseason.
I mean, I don't think there's one person that's calling all the shots in Pittsburgh. It's not really how they do it. I think, you know, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Art Rooney all have a significant say in certain and different aspects of the way things are going to go. Probably each of them have, and really Andy Weidel, who came over from the Eagles and was assistant general manager, he's been instrumental in their draft process as well. So you can kind of throw him in that boat too. I think they all kind of have their areas of expertise. And obviously the buck stops at Art Rooney, but he's not the kind of owner that puts his finger on the scale very often. When he does, certainly people listen, but he's not Jerry Jones in there, you know, negotiating contracts and things like that. I think it mostly comes down to the counterplay between Tomlin and Khan. And I think you've seen the influence of Omar Khan, a younger general manager, very in tune with the league. He negotiated the team's contracts for a long time, has a lot of good relationships with agents. And I think you're seeing a little bit of a different approach from the Steelers because of his influence.
All right, so I wanted to switch gears here because a lot of folks in Washington are very interested in T.J. Watt. Schefter comes out and says a bunch of teams are calling about Watt. What have you heard? What is the latest? I mean, could Watt actually be moved? I mean, this is an all-time great player, but it seems like this contract thing's really at an impasse.
I don't think the Steelers have any interest in trading T.J. Watt. I would assume that it would have to be a hilariously bad deal for the other team for them to even consider picking up the phone. Everything I've been told is that the Steelers have every intention to get a deal done. They're not far apart in terms of the total. There may be some arguments to be had about the length of the contract and how deep into the contract the guarantees go. I'm actually pretty sure that one is going to be a sticking point. But when the Steelers want to sign him, he wants to stay in Pittsburgh, and they're not that far apart on the money, you know, in terms of like average per year. And it's July 1st. You figure they're going to get there between now and the start of the season.
Yeah.
So what is the money looking like? Like, is he wanting Garrett money? Like what? He's 30, yeah, right? But hasn't really shown much signs of, you know, slowing down. What do you think the holdup is there?
Yeah, I would assume he wants Garrett money, and I don't think they're going to shy away from at least the average per year that Garrett got. Now, his guarantees go into the third season of his deal. That's something I don't think the Steelers have ever done before. I think they may have some hesitation about that aspect of, say, just like matching that contract. But I don't think $40 million a year is a problem for them. I asked Omar Khan that question right after Garrett signed, actually back at those owners' meetings right after Garrett signed. And I said, what do you make of a $40 million edge rusher? And he said, I was pretty sure the prices weren't ever going down. Like, he was just very nonplussed by the idea of that being the market they were going to play in. So, I don't think that'll be a problem. The guarantees could be a sticking point, but I don't see it as being an obstacle they won't be able to overcome.
And then I'm curious if at all you've heard, like, I wonder if you try to delineate this too, the difference in like content engagement versus actual reporting. Have you heard Terry McLaurin rumors up there at all?
We have a large overlap between the Steelers and the Ohio State fan base.
Okay.
So, we hear a lot about Terry McLaurin. I don't know that I'm hearing it from – I don't think I've heard it from anyone in Pittsburgh, you know, with an NFL.com email address that thinks it's likely to happen. It's right. Certainly something that a lot of the fan base would be clamoring for. I'm not well versed in the negotiations there or what the holdup is, but that seems like it would be pretty crazy for Washington to want to move on from him. I don't personally think it's particularly likely. The Steelers definitely need a wide receiver, and they have been kicking the tires all around the league. It wouldn't surprise me if there's been at least a conversation, but I don't have the story pre-written or anything like that.
I don't think you need to.
That's happening.
What happened there with Minka? Wasn't there some like, was Minka one of the dudes that didn't get along with Russ? Was there some like discord there with Minka late last season?
I don't know that there was anything between Minka and Russ. I mean, they had some big problems with communication in the secondary last year. A lot of just like guys freelancing, missed assignments, busted coverages. And I think there was just some mutual frustration from player to player and from the coaching staff to the players and back and forth, players to the coaching staff, about why are we in this defense? Well, why are you doing it that way? Well, I don't think it was anything other than just frustration. I don't think it ever like boiled over to anything, but that was definitely a thing that happened over the course of the last season that Fitzpatrick was a part of. And, I think you as a team would be a lot more willing to overlook that stuff if the end of the season doesn't go the way it does. But when you lose five straight games, the end of the season, you lose twice at your division rival, including one where you give up almost 300 yards on the ground. You don't feel bad about sending guys who've been good players for you and being cutthroat about it. I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick has one interception over the last two seasons. He's not living up to the contract that he had in Pittsburgh, even though he was a great player for the Steelers. So instead of kind of being the get-along gang, I think they were okay with saying, okay, this makes our team better, even if it even if it hurts a little bit personally.
I cannot wait to watch Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers interact. That is two confident men right there. That's going to be very
DK
interesting.
Metcalf.
Yeah, jeez.
Training camp can have some fireworks.
I mean, Tomlin has juggled some serious crazies over the years. Is Tomlin the right guy to juggle all these egos that have now landed in Western Pennsylvania?
I can't really think of a coach better suited to deal with them. That doesn't mean that he's going to have nothing but successes, but he is very good at that. And I think one of his sayings that gets overlooked sometimes is he's, I treat people fairly, not equally.
Yep.
And I think that's like in the NFL, that's one of the most important distinctions for a coach to make is that like, if you're just talking about stuff and then you're expecting it to apply to your star quarterback the same way it applies to your practice squad, special teams linebacker, like that's just not real life. And I think he's really good about putting real life first and saying, hey, this guy did this before he got here, made this, makes this. We're committed to him for the future for this. So, yeah, things are a little bit different for him than they are for you. You got to figure that out. And I think coaches that kind of refuse to acknowledge that are stuck in some ways, and I think he's really good at that.
All right.
Yeah, I agree with that one for sure. Talking with our friend Alan Saunders here. You can give him a follow at @asaunders_PGH. Covers the Steelers via the Rude Guest Hotline. So knowing what that division is like with the Ravens and the Bengals, and Lord knows what the Browns are, but how do you think the Steelers stack up in trying to just get back to winning the AFC North?
Well, they got to find an answer at quarterback that stacks up with what the Bengals and the Ravens have. And, you know, I think that starts with next year's draft. It's in Pittsburgh. They've got 5 extra picks already. And I don't think it's crazy to think they could find their way into a couple more. So I expect a big trade up, big move at the quarterback position that looks like a deep class. And really, like, it's just even – this team, the one that put together, you add Ramsey, you add Metcalf, you add Rodgers, like in a different scenario, I think there could be some more optimism. You put this team in the NFC South.
Sure.
And I think, they could do something. But, I mean, they did all this to have the third best team in the AFC North on paper. The only way to catch up to the other two teams is to be operating the same circle of quarterback. And that starts taking a big swing in the draft.
Last one for me, B. I don't know if you got anything else for Alan. How do we think Arthur Smith, the Steelers offense coordinator, and Aaron Rodgers are going to coexist and get along?
Well, I don't really think Arthur Smith has much choice but to make this work. You know, I think he was the relationship between him and Russell Wilson deteriorating, I think, is a big reason that Russell Wilson didn't come back. So if you say, I don't want that one, you better find a way to coach the one you get, the GM gets you instead. You know, Arthur Smith is a good offensive coordinator. He's not so good or so irreplaceable that he can just sit there and say, no, I don't want this one either until you find me the one I want. Aaron Rodgers physically looks like he can still do the job. So we'll see if Arthur Smith is able to make the most out of him. I mean, I think the relationship is definitely going to have some heated moments, but I also think Aaron Rodgers is one of those people that is okay being coached hard too. You know, I think there are some people that let those things like fester and become personal. And certainly he has some of that in his history. But also he comes from, like, Mike McCarthy, who's just like a no-nonsense guy who's going to tell you like it is. And I see a lot of parallels between him and Arthur Smith. So I don't see why they can't get along. And I think there's a lot of pressure on Arthur Smith to make it work.
I think there's a lot of pressure on Arthur Smith to make it work.
The thing I'm concerned about right here, Aaron Rodgers is basically saying this is his last year. You can't give him too much power for just 1 year, man. That could screw up a whole franchise for a long time.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he came to Pittsburgh looking for that. In fact, I kind of think he came to Pittsburgh specifically not looking for that. You know, he went to the Jets as the savior, the guy who was going to turn it all around and getting them back to the glory days. And they treated him as such. And now he comes to Pittsburgh, a team that's been pretty good with not a whole lot at the quarterback position. He doesn't have to be great. He doesn't have to be an MVP player again for the Steelers to have a pretty good season. He can just come be himself and fit within a team concept. I think that's the thing when he talked about in his first press conference in Pittsburgh, this was a decision I made from my soul. I think that's the thing that he feels like he was missing. In Green Bay, he was MVP. He was one of the best players in the NFL, but he was also part of a bigger thing that he was happy to be a part of that was bigger than him. And I feel like he was missing that. And so I think he's, I don't think he's coming to Pittsburgh looking to have the influence he had with the Jets. I think he's very happy to come to Pittsburgh and be a soldier.
Well, I think the Jets are also a terrible franchise, and Pittsburgh's a really good one, and those things will make an impact too. Alan, thank you for the time, brother. I know you're busy up there. Keep killing it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, that's our boy Alan Saunders from Pittsburgh, covers the Steelers. Been busy up there, man.
We ain't going to see, bro.
Apparently it's not busy for the D.C. Council. They just need more time. Let's hear from the mayor and kind of get up to speed on RFK Stadium when we return. I don't give up. We got problems, B.
Uh-huh.
You and I have been vocal advocates to rebuild RFK Stadium.
Yep.
I think you and I view it through a similar prism in that it's an opportunity to completely change a part of the city and restore something that was incredible and make it big and awesome and a real benefit to all parties from Laurel to Fredericksburg, uh-huh. Honestly. Suppose not everybody sees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Is it that way? And, you know, folks are entitled to their opinion. Throughout this process, I think you and I have tried to maintain a calm confidence. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mayor Bowser was on with Sheehan. And I don't know how calm or confident she is at this point. Jeff, you wanna play this and we can kind of come back and see what the hell's going on here?
All right, last one, and this is sort of, you know, the way I do things on radio. Level of concern, 5, you're really concerned about this deal getting done. 0, you've got zero concern. Our football team's going to be playing in a brand new stadium on the RFK site by the year 2030. Where are you today?
That's a good question. Listen, I'm concerned right now that everybody buckle down and get to work. I'm not concerned about our deal. Our deal is solid. It pays off for D.C. And at the end of the day, I think everybody wants the same thing. So I would put my level of concern, because, you know, when you're a big city mayor, you're concerned about everything. I'll put it at a 4.
Okay. Well, that's one away from very concerned, but we'll leave it at that.
All right. She said 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
But the commentary surrounding it didn't sound that concerned. Is that?
Yeah. The giggle at the end doesn't tell me that she's really concerned. Maybe not happening on the time limit that they have put out there, July 15th. But I think overall she thinks it's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think she might also want to seem more concerned to maybe turn the pressure up, because, you know, Mayor Bowser faces a ton of scrutiny on all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The council gets to duck a lot of it. Like, the mayor is the forward-facing person. Like, when average people talk about this, they're not bringing up Chairman Mendelson all that often, and he seems to be the guy pulling all the levers, and like the actual machinations of government appears to me that he controls them. When we take up this bill, when we take up,
mm-hmm.
you know, this discussion. And honestly, my read, when we had Seagraves on last week, what he pointed out is that Mendelson is keeping the financial policy in place. Like, the DC Council is going to vote on the actual, like, bond structure
mm-hmm.
to get the money to build RFK. They just want more time to examine the deal.
Yeah.
And for me, just as an outside observer that, you know, knows some things about what's going on, but I'm not a lawyer or a councilman member. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the, you know, it's been a long time since civics class, I'll say. Yeah. But if you're going to leave the money structure in there, but you want to create more time so everybody can presumably read the bill, or you can grandstand, perhaps if you wanted to look at this with a cynical eye, you could grandstand a little bit and say, oh, I don't know, and you could hold rallies and more hearings and allow, you know, there is opposition. I understand there's opposition to this, and you can allow the opposition to feel more heard. But, like, if the money part of this gets passed, the rest of it is kind of just window dressing.
Yeah. And so I've seen it like that too. And it's hard for me to really be concerned when I see the game being played. You know, to say he never came out and said no. He said, I just need more time. Okay. And there are other people who probably are hiding behind him. But there are others who also don't want to offend him. You know? And I think in the long run, the stuff we talked about with Seagraves, I still think that's a hell of a play. And I think that based off of how that thing came out, they understand that. They know in the long run, in the end, it's going to happen. But you can always go down saying, well, I tried to stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, I think there's so much of that. So I want to give credit. Obviously, the mayor has the mayor's all in. She has put her money on the table and said, I want this done. And then council members McDuffie, Bonds, Pinto, and Felder have said, yes, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even give credit to Councilwoman Nadeau. I hope I'm saying that right. She at least has been clear. I'm a no. I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
She's not politicking. She took a stance, and while I disagree, I applaud her for taking her stance, right? She feels like she's doing what's best for her constituents. everybody else be? You got seven people. And the Washington Post put them into four columns. There's the four yeses and the one no. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is in the middle, somewhere between undecided and no unless. Undecided means, hey, I'm gonna stand here and get some airtime on this topic, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And no unless means I'm going to horse trade a little bit. I'm going to try to get a little bit more stuff for my ward, and then I'm going to vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people in the middle. What they're doing is politics. I understand that. Like, I'm not knocking the hustle here. But, like, all they want to be able to do is say, oh, we fought harder to get this in. Or if this thing goes sideways, they don't want to be out in front saying I supported it or I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the man in the arena. To council members McDuffie, Bonds, Pinto, and Felder, I applaud you for taking a stance. For even the councilwoman Nadeau, I don't agree with you, but I applaud you for taking a real stance.
Yeah.
Do you think all the undecideds be are really that undecided and really just need more time? Or do you think they're just mucking this thing up?
I think they're mucking it up. That's what they do, man. It's amazing how you can get all these different people from all these different backgrounds, but when you get into these type of situations, they all do the same crap. They play games.
Totally. Like, yeah. Is this to make your future mayoral campaign look better?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you really not had the time to read the bill? There's also, I mean, to the council side of this, the mayor was also very late in getting the proposal to them. Apparently, there was, I feel like all these deadlines are just arbitrary, but apparently there was a deadline to get the budget sent over that she went way past. And so a lot of this, I think, is just tit for tat, pound of flesh, you took too long, so we're going to delay this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't let the mayor off the hook for taking too long. But if I had to guess, the mayor and the commanders were working through a $4 billion deal. Might take some time.
Uh-huh.
I'm hard-pressed to think with more money coming in.
I don't think so.
Like, I just... Dude,
see, this is the thing where I get to this point. So you have someone who's here who's willing to do some work. But everybody else start talking about what's going to happen. But guess what? There's nobody else trying to do the damn work there. Nobody else is trying to build there. It's been sitting there forever, been an eyesore, and nobody's doing anything. But when you got somebody that want to do it, oh, we don't want to do that. But you don't have nobody else to do it. So you don't have an answer, or you don't have a solution, then I damn sure don't want to hear what you have to say at this point.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If one of the council members that was in the middle, Mr. Fruman, okay? Mm-hmm. If Mr. Fruman's like, I'm not sure because I'm working on this deal with American University to build a new hospital, and there's going to be AU Hospital and AU Med School on the RFK campus. Like, all right, you got something else that you're trying to do. And that would bring money and jobs and all sorts of stuff. It wouldn't be what I'd advocate for, but at least that's a real idea. Not just like, we got to wait a little bit. I wanted to point this out. Mark Seagraves tweeted this out yesterday. So when all of a sudden it seemed like the green light was on for RFK, at least getting the land back from the feds, mm-hmm. if you remember, it was Congressman James Comer that was a very unlikely supporter, right? Mm-hmm. I think he's from Kentucky. He's a Republican from Kentucky, if I have that right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Republican from Kentucky. But apparently, and to her credit, he and Mayor Bowser struck up a friendship mm-hmm. because they both, I believe they both believe on some level in a bipartisan, like, we do have to be tough on crime. I think that's how they started a friendship, right? Congressman Comer was one of the huge forces in getting the land back to the city to ideally develop RFK Stadium. Mm-hmm. Mark Seagraves said there was a statement. Congressman Comer is the chairman of the Oversight Committee. The statement reads, Chairman Comer remains a strong supporter of the RFK Stadium legislation, which will unlock the district's full economic potential, create meaningful new jobs, and enhance the beauty of our nation's capital. He looks forward to having a conversation with D.C. Council Chairman Mendelson regarding this once-in-a-generation opportunity in the near future. Hmm. What do you hear, B?
I hear what I've been saying the whole time. When 100 people decide to all agree upon something, they're not telling you what they think should happen. They're telling you what they want to happen. Final. That's all I have to say.
It's
going to take, listen, I just hope that, and Josh has to he has the right to say one finger salute to all of them if they don't come around quick enough for him based off of what he has his mind set for. But ultimately, if he were to walk away, cool. But I believe this thing is going to get done, and it's going to get done a lot quicker than what they're trying to tell us.
Here's what's going to get done real quick. We're giving away Adam Sandler tickets next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here, Commanders fan. I'm ready to take the excitement global. So join me and True Fan Travel this November for the ultimate fan getaway as Washington takes over Spain. Complete with game tickets, all-inclusive tailgate parties, five nights at the Westin Madrid Cusco, and curated local events across Madrid. Spots are limited, so head to truefantravel.com and lock in your seat. True Fan Travel, they handle everything, and you make the memories. Be part of history for the first NFL game in Madrid. That's truefantravel.com. I hope to see you there in Spain.
Music cut out very suddenly there. Jeff, you all right? I thought my connect went down.
My whole thing is, you know, Jeff sometimes loses his mind, and he can't keep what he's supposed to be doing under control. He just started hitting buttons and cut off the whole damn show.
Now, I moved my hand, and it hit the button.
As I said, he was doing the thing, and he just cut off the whole show.
We on air, though.
So we have Adam Sandler tickets. We're going to give them away at some point. All right. Should be fun. Should be cool. Is there a read, Jeff?
You don't know.
You know, they didn't send it to me. They sent it to Mullen, so I'm trying to get it right now.
All right, so we're going to
be on the show for 2 hours and 50 minutes now.
We're going to give these tickets away at some point.
Yet.
Actually, I got it. Caller number 9 right now. Congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. You're My Best Friend Tour. Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. That'd be fun. I like Adam Sandler. You like Adam Sandler, B?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Have you stayed awake for an entire Adam Sandler movie?
No.
Waterboy?
I did see the whole Waterboy.
Vicky Valancourt.
Yeah, I saw the whole Waterboy.
All right, great. Yeah. We are not in town Saturday, September 27th, so I will not be
going. And I will not be going to check out Adam Sandler.
Would you go if you were in town?
No.
Why not?
Because I'd probably use my time for some other stuff. If I really want to do this, go sit down and watch a guy who I've seen in enough movies already.
I did want to share awesome news that I just saw. This is via The Athletic. After being forced to miss the final 2 months of last year due to a cancer diagnosis, ESPN expects Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss to return to a full-time role on Sunday NFL.
All right, my dog.
I love that. I love Randy. Them cats be running like Randy Moss. I did, you know, B and I just talked about Mayor Bowser's comments with Kevin about her concern over the deal getting done and maybe it gets delayed. You know, at a certain point, I do think at what point do you think fans won't be mad at Harris if he starts talking to Wes Moore again?
Well, I think, you know, listen, at this point now, the fans could, there are going to be some fans going to be mad no matter what happens, okay? Some people are going to be mad if they put it there. Some people are going to be mad if he were to go somewhere else. Those people are going to be how they are. But they have to understand, when you're not spending money, you don't really have a right. So I don't think Adam is concerned about how, if they're going to be mad or not, because a businessman is going to go do what he needs to do and move forward with the mindset he has. And I think until he decides to say, okay, well, you all don't want to do it, I'll start talking about now back out, those people that's playing these games right now still will have the opportunity to play the games. But when that thing changes a little bit, then they all of a sudden want to figure some stuff out.
I'm an apolitical person. I'm not getting political here. But I do not think the D.C. Council wants the White House to get involved on this.
They don't.
I think they would rather avoid that.
They don't. And
I think that, I don't want to say threat, but at least the specter of that becoming a factor is real.
Mm-hmm.
Seagraves mentioned it. Mendelsohn said he's aware of it. Like, that's real. Yeah. Now you've got Chairman Comer, who is a congressman, a long-standing congressman, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. You got him saying he wants to talk to Mendelsohn. I feel like that's, you know, like in olden days when the armies would go to battle, they would fire like a warning shot to like announce that battle's about to start.
Yeah.
That feels like a little bit of a warning shot.
Basically, listen, man. Here we go. Did you all not read the paper that we gave y'all? Just pull it up. Read what's behind number one. And you really think that we gave you that and putting that as number one if we don't want that to be there?
Right.
You know, that's basically how it goes. But we think, well, you don't have to write the thing. We'll just we'll resend everything we said. And they have the right to do that. Changing your mind is something that you could do, and it happens a lot in politics, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did, real quick, Jeff, you said you had Coach Prime on the line. I was curious, you know, what Coach Prime makes of the current situation with RFK Stadium and the D.C. Council and Mayor Bowser, if you could pot him up.
Coach Prime said the Commander's going to be playing in D.C. See, I had a lot of times playing in D.C., and that arena was like nothing else. So the Commanders, they got to go back, because they was the Redskins in my time. They got to go back to D.C.
Jeff, do we also have Mike Tyson on the line weighing in on the RFK situation?
Man, Mike Tyson said, we going to go back to RFK, and if he got to come and fight any of them council members, he will. They don't want to get in the ring with Tyson. I'm the champ.
And lastly,
when
I know
he does come back and fight Jeff.
I believe he was on the show yesterday. I don't know if you guys asked Fred Smoot about.
Yeah, the mouth of the South is here, boy. You know we're going back to RFK. Now my time in Washington, we was at FedEx, but we're definitely going back to RFK.
There you have it, folks. Coach Prime, Mike Tyson, and the mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, all say RFK is a go. Nothing to worry about. Checking in on the Nats. They've got the best team in the American League coming to town tonight. Three games against the Detroit Tigers, man. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.